Hey, this is Leo Cologne.
And this is Rebecca Cologne.
This is a Parents Initiative podcast, and we want to thank you for joining us.
We hope that this could be used as a tool that will create an awareness in you as parents to take the initiative in becoming and being the parents that God has called you to be.
For us, it's not about being the perfect parent, but it's about each day making progress, each day moving forward and becoming a better version of yourself.
So you can give others the best version of you as a spouse, parent, family member, and friend.
Welcome to the 25th episode of the Parents Initiative Podcast. This is your host, Leo Cologne, and I have my co-host, Rebecca Cologne.
Hey, everybody.
And if this is your first time to listen to this podcast, we want to congratulate you for taking the time to listen to this. And for those of you that have been faithful, thank you so much for your support and your commitment. It really means a lot to us. And this says a lot about you as well, because you're taking the time to invest in yourself to become a better person, become a better parent. Possibly even become a better spouse. So for this episode, we're going to hit on social media and how to approach it with your children and how they use it. And we are actually fixing to walk into this season for ourselves
in our home.
And for the first time with our son that is fixing to turn 14. Well, he is 14 years old.
Yes, he's 14. He's been 14 for a couple months.
Yeah, he's been 14 for a couple months. He is 14 years old, and he doesn't know this as of yet, as we all know that Christmas is coming up here in a couple weeks, and he is getting a phone. So kind of walk us through what's going on right now with Zane and how we are navigating that, if you could give some insight on that.
Actually, a couple of years ago, he bought my old 5 phone from me. I did sell it to him under value, gave him a good deal, but I wanted him, I mean, he bought it from me because it was something he wanted, but I didn't want to just hand it over to him. But he had Wi-Fi access, and of course, like, we turned off the setting to be able to search on Safari and all these things. So basically, he was using it for games, to be able to text his dad and I and his grandparents. And so we've always used a lot of different filters, the screen time options, when he got an iPad, you know, like monitoring Netflix and things of that nature that, you know, he may be using. So this is going to be the first time that he actually has data and some tools that we are going to use. When it comes to that, because you can still utilize all those great filters. I don't know if you know the restrictions on there. He's actually in my family group that we have, as far as like a family share where I can, you know, I have things underneath a code that only I know, like his screen timing and things of that nature, the levels of settings, you know. I don't want him watching a movie that's got explicit content or things of that nature. So he can't even search on the web. And those things are still valid. If he needs a website for school or for class, then I go in and I, you know, put that website in there and make it one of those that's allowed. And you may be saying to yourself, oh my gosh, that's a lot. It does take a little bit of time to really actually do that, but once you implement those things, it is very helpful in, well, one, guarding their hearts and guarding their minds, and you being able to prepare them for when the world throws stuff at them. But I don't want him just to end up navigating into somewhere by accident or having people be able to reach out to him and say things to him at that time. You know, he's been you know, want to guard his heart in that area. So there's this new app that we're going to start using. It's called Bark. And it's a one-time once-a-month subscription where you can buy like a whole year. You can put as many kids in there as you want to with their different devices. And it kind of monitors in the background. And now, of course, he's going to be aware that it's on there. But he might not know to the extreme of the features. And so I love that it will, if there's anything filter through there that it catches, it even monitors bullying. It monitors even people that are predators out there trying to talk to your children or things of that nature, which we have, video, I guess it was called multiplayer gaming. We have that turned off on his device. And those devices that, you know, your kids are having, in our home, the rule is we don't have them in our bedroom. You know, at night, there's a place that we turn them into. That way, it's not something that, one, that they're tempted to stay up all night long and not get good sleep, or end up going somewhere they shouldn't. Because we all know that the temptation is there. If you're a believer, you understand the word of God, that the enemy is there to steal, kill, and to destroy you. And he will do it any way possible. And if I have a way to at least filter through and kind of give some guidelines and help him in that area and our daughter, we want to be able to do that. So we're approaching him being able to call people. You know, he's obviously been able to call, but now he's going to have a little bit more access and freedom, and he's earned that trust, obviously. He's been very trustworthy. So
with all that being said, we already taken some steps and to prepare for that season. Like, he has not yet officially asked us to have a social media account, but we know that
that's approaching.
Yeah, that is definitely going to be approaching. So the question is, how do we approach that? So let me say this, and that's something that we've kind of been somewhat discussing the last couple of weeks, how we're going to do this. Rebecca's done some research and some apps, as you already know, and as you already heard. And, you know, and I'm kind of thinking, how are we going to navigate the actual social media aspect of it when he wants to have certain accounts? And so let me say this before we go into this real quick, is that whatever you hear on this podcast, these are just suggestions. Yeah. You know, every home is different. We thank you for taking the time and you know, listening to this. And even for those of you that live around us and know us personally, you make an effort to let us know that you do listen, and that really means a lot. But I think we need to always understand and realize that every home is different. Every mm-hmm. setting is different. Every kid is different. Both of our kids are different. They're not exactly the same. They do have some same tendencies, but, you know, they're just different in the way they do things. They carry themselves. And so you got to approach every situation differently. And one of the things that we've learned the last couple of years is that we got to keep an open mind to things. And we have a lot of access to a lot of tools and resources. And this is something that I've really been kind of thinking about lately, is it's a saying that I've heard quite a bit, is eat the meat and spit out the bones. And what that means is that there are so many things out there that you have access to. Take what you can from it and reject the rest of it, you know, and it's okay. You know, and we need it. There are a lot of people out there that are really smart, that have done life, that have more insight into things, that we need to be able to take some of that stuff and do away with the things that we can apply to ourselves.
Yeah, wisdom that we can glean from.
So some of you here are thinking, so how do we approach this? My kids have a phone, maybe they're asking. And what I've done is kind of did some research, and I have some key questions. And what we're doing here is, and what I love this approach that I found, is that you are taking the responsibility off yourself and putting it on your kids mm-hmm. by asking key questions. And that's something that we've talked about before, is that a lot of times we have a tendency to put our thoughts
on them,
how we want the conversation to go in that situation. And if we learn how to ask questions, we in so many ways get them to answer the way we want them to answer. And then when they answer that way, they think it's their idea, and then they really take responsibility for it. I hope that kind of makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, so these questions that I'm going to be sharing with you are some of the things that I've come across, and I'm going to kind of implement when this conversation takes place. So here we go. So this is one of the key questions you could ask. What apps do you want to use and why? What apps do you want to use and why? So one of the things that we got to be aware of is if they want to use these apps to be famous, to be popular, to be known, that is a red flag. But if they want to use the app to connect with their friends, to have an opportunity to know what's going on per se, and to have that opportunity to engage and to be social in that aspect, then that's a good thing. You know, so then you follow up with that question, you know, Why do you want to use this app so much? You know, what are some different things, and what are some things that you're worried about? What are some things that I should be worried about as a parent? And then that brings that awareness that they may already know some things that they need to be looking out for and some things that they need to be aware of. And that helps them to kind of process that mm-hmm. and opens that line of communication. So then you have Instagram, you have Facebook, you have those apps that some of you are probably already familiar with. But if there is an app that you're not familiar with, it is your responsibility to do some research, because mm-hmm. if there are some apps out there, there's a couple that I never heard of. It's called Meet Me and Yubo. And those are private apps. Those are private where they could kind of share messages privately and secretly. And, you know, it's not open, you know, it's not an opportunity for you to kind of see what's going on. They could be hidden. So those are the type of apps that you don't want your kids to have access to.
And this is why I like the restrictions, the parental restrictions that are available on iPhones. I don't know anything about Android, so if you have Android, I have no clue about that. But you could Google. I like that I can give permission to every app that is being added.
Yeah.
Like, have that setting to where I have to approve an app to know. They have to have it no matter what.
Yeah. The next question you could ask is, what kind of communication doesn't belong on social media? And this, once again, puts a responsibility on them. Mm-hmm. They allowed to kind of have that conversation. And then when you're asking them questions and you have this dialogue and you're communicating this between you and that your child, it gives you an opportunity to also give input. It doesn't seem like you're trying to dominate the conversation.
Right.
So then the next question is, what if your friend posts a sexy picture or video? Would it be hard not to do it? If she gets positive comments, how would that feel? You know, and that's just one of those questions that, you know, obviously there's sexting taking place, and, you know, obviously on social media. And when you bring that awareness to them, they may not, some kids are really innocent, may not know that's going on. But if you plant that seed in them knowing
yeah.
that this is something that they shouldn't be seeing, that helps them to kind of be aware of that.
Or how to face it.
Yeah. So those are some of the key questions that you know you needed to be thinking about. Do you know what to do if someone is mean? They harass you, they stalk you, or if they do something that's kind of sketchy. You know, once again, that puts that responsibility in them to kind of walk through that. Can you walk, and this is another way you could engage with them, can you walk me through the way your favorite app works? You know, what are the settings? Do you know what the settings are? You know, and that kind of puts you at a place where you're like, you know, you don't know everything, and it gives you an opportunity to kind of dialogue with them. And they could even probably show you some things that you're not even familiar with, you know. What might burn you out about social media? What can you do about it? You know, and I think sometimes we could find kids, like Rebecca said, being so consumed with what they're doing that maybe they see some other things in their friends that they have seen because they have access to social media. And then that opens that dialogue with you guys between them. Here's another question. What should our limits be around, and how much and how often should you be using social media? Rebecca kind of already hit that on that earlier, is that setting time limits, you know, talking to them about what is acceptable. Mm-hmm. You know, what we do personally, we are on social media a lot because of our Parents Initiative page, and also we are certified health coaches, and that's kind of what we do, and social media is a huge part of that. And our kids know that if we're on there, we're not on there messing around. We're actually yeah. doing some work. You know, we're actually making connections with people and scheduling appointments and stuff like that. But they also know that when we're in a family setting around dinner, we're not getting on there.
Right.
They also know when we're going out of town or when we're going to somebody's house, we are very intentional in not taking out our phones. You know, we were at Thanksgiving, and my son was looking at, what is that video app he looks at?
TikTok.
And I looked at him. I said, hey, you need to put that up. He didn't argue. He didn't get upset. He understood why. Because we were around family, and it was an opportunity for him to be engaged and be talking to other people. So you're setting those standards, and you're setting those limits. And then this is where you have the opportunity to say, what is acceptable? When is an acceptable time for you to look at your app? Mm-hmm. That is a great question to ask them, or to be on social media. When is it not a good time? And they kind of understand that, and you verbalize that with them, and then it doesn't become a situation. So when you're establishing guidelines from the jump, you know, when you're placing those expectations on them, you know, you let them know up front, you know. And one of the things that some people may think that this is harsh, and this is a, you know, somewhat a little too much, but I think it's important that as a parent, you know their password.
Oh, yeah.
You know their login, you know how to get into their account, and that at any given time, you make this well known with them. At any given time, you say, look, if this is something that we're going to allow you to do, I want you to know that at any given time, I could grab your phone and look. Just set that guideline.
Yeah.
And if they really want to have a social media account, they're gonna say, hey, that's cool. That's cool with me. So that is something definitely that you want to establish, that you want to know their login information. You want to know their password. You want to know that, hey, you've established this point that in order for this to happen, I need to have access to it at any given time. And when they agree to that, then it shouldn't be an issue. And if it becomes an issue, then you remind them, hey, this is an agreement that we had between ourselves. Anything you want to add to that?
Nope.
Nope, you're good. All right, so this is another article I came across, five reasons you don't need to worry about your kids being on social media. And this is really good stuff. And I'm just going to read this real quick. Number one, it lets them do good. Okay, it lets them do good. And then exposes them to issues that are taking place. It lets them be aware of what's happening around the world. And sometimes it leads them to take action, you know. And that's pretty cool the way when you look at it that way, is that there are some things that they may never notice taking place. You know, there, you know, with us being on social media as often as we are, we become aware of things that are taking place in the community, you know, fundraisers, or someone's going through something, or someone needs prayer. I mean, it gives them an opportunity to do good, and they see somebody in need. It gives them an opportunity to maybe help raise some funds or give them something that they need. So it helps them to do good. It helps them see what's going on around them. The second thing it does is strengthens friendships. Okay. It shows that social media helps teens to make friends and keep them. Mm-hmm. Helps them to make friends and keep them. The third thing, it could offer a sense of belonging. Okay. It could offer a sense of belonging. Number four, it provides genuine support. And number five, it helps them express themselves. You know, so when you look at the positive side of social media and the opportunities that your kids have through that, there's nothing wrong with them being on it. I think the key thing is that you are keeping them accountable. You are aware of what's going on, that you have access to it any time, and that you have established some guidelines. But once again, like, the key thing is that you have this open discussion with them. You take the time to listen, to hear them out. Okay. And you place those guidelines.
Yes. And certain things need to be filtered through depending on how old they are.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, they say most accounts. Now, I know that there's some kids that are younger that do have social media accounts. Mm-hmm. But most accounts have guidelines for kids not to have accounts to the age of 13.
Yeah.
They're not supposed to have an official account to their age of 13. Now, obviously, I'm pretty sure you can name some people that are under 13 that have, that have their accounts. But that's the age. That's a good age to kind of get them established in that, if that's what you want for your home.
And that's what they're asking. You know, I'm not pushing the issue.
I'm not even going to raise it when we give him his phone.
Right. You know, and if he approaches us, then sure, we'll let you. And we'll talk about that. And then that's when we'll take the next steps. I'm not trying to make him do something that he's not wanting to do.
Yep.
As far as that goes, you know, that's why I add another thing.
And I know that's something that a lot of you are probably trying to navigate, and you're wondering, how do I approach this? You're nervous. Some of you probably already have your kids with social media accounts. They're older, and you may already have some issues. And I think it's important that you sit down and have a talk with them.
Yeah. And let know this, it's going to take some work on your part. And so be okay with that. Be okay with it taking work. And listen, parenting is hard work. It is stinking hard work. And it takes you being fully present mentally to be able to really do the job that you've been given. And so, yeah, it's going to take some work on your part. But do that effort in the beginning, because I promise you, there's certain things that you can't unsee. There's certain things that you can't undo. And so I'd rather you be safe than sorry.
Yeah. And the sad thing is it's not getting any better.
No, it's not.
You know, but I think the more that we are above approach and we're taking action and we're being in front of it, I think the easier it's going to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So listen, we want to congratulate you for taking the time to listen to this. If you could take a few moments to rate this episode, we really appreciate it. Review it, share it with friends. Join our community on Facebook and Instagram, and feel free to invite other people to come along. I think the best way for us to do this is by word of mouth.
Right. And would you like Parents Initiative to be presented in your church, your Bible study, or your organization that maybe you're over, or even an event you're hosting? You know, contact us through our website or our social media pages. The links are found in the show notes. We would love to partner with you.
Yeah, and it's really exciting. And let me just put this out there that, you know, we have been working on getting some opportunities to present Parents Initiative, and the calendar is starting to fill up.
Yeah, so we're really filling exciting. Up our 2020, and we would love to partner with you.
Yeah, so until next week, you guys have a good one and be blessed.
We thank you for joining us today, especially those of you that are faithful supporters of Parents Initiative. It's because of you we are able to put this together.
If you'd like to become a supporter, you can click on the link on the description to give now, or go to parentsinit.com and scroll to the bottom of the page and click on the donate button, where you can give a one-time tax-deductible gift or be set up to give monthly.
If you enjoy this podcast, you can subscribe, you can share it with your friends, you can click the share button, take a screenshot, share it on your social stories, and tag us at Parents Initiative. Thank you so much for joining us today.